Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pukun's E-Cubed Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peak Haynes.
Hello, this is Deborah Peak Haynes. Welcome to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. I am so excited today because I have a wonderful guest, Dr. Leslie Hodge. She is the founder and operator of Scripps and Beyond LLC. And Dr. Hodge will share with us valuable information about pharmaceuticals as it relates to natural supplements. So many people now want to know, can I take my medicine and still take herbs and supplements? And, you know, we have to be aware that there may be some interactions, and Dr. Hodge is a very good resource for us whenever we have these questions. And so I would like Dr. Hodge to tell us a little bit more about what she does and how she got involved in this business. And I like to say I was just really excited when I met her at Linda Clemens' Women's Conference recently. And so I said, you know, she just had to be on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dr. Leslie Hodge, for taking the time to be on this podcast. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in your business, and then we can go into questions regarding supplements as it relates to pharmaceuticals.
Well, let me first say thank you for having me. It is definitely a pleasure to be on your podcast. I've been a pharmacist for almost 14 years in the community setting, and I kept seeing the same trend where people would get medications filled, but they did not understand why they were taking their medications and what to expect. A lot of times they were just doing it out of routine. And
right,
when I would have some of those conversations and more in-depth conversations, I was realizing that a lot of people would really benefit from some one-on-one with the pharmacist and be able to ask those questions that oftentimes come up, but they're either fearful of asking because they don't want to seem like they don't understand, or they just don't feel like they have enough time doing doctor's appointments or any type of wellness visits. So I launched Scripps and Beyond in 2015, and the whole goal is to provide private and personalized one-on-one medication review and consulting. So it can be reviewing your medications, or it could be an opportunity to, again, ask those questions, those burning questions that you may have about medications, interactions, and then ultimately creating a plan to come off of some of those medications. No one wants to take medications for the rest of their lives, so creating a plan and holding them accountable has been the goal and continues to be the goal of my company.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you just said that about how many times people believe or have been told they have to stay on a medication forever. And to me, you know, of course, I'm not a licensed doctor or health professional. However, that just doesn't make sense to me. And so, you know, I always like to think that there is hope to improve someone's health, but of course they have to be involved in the improvement of their health and not just rely on the medication. So do you find, and I know you serve a diverse population, but do you find that in the African-American community that we tend to think that there's no hope and we have to stay on this medication forever and then there's so many side effects? So do you find that there might be a difference as it relates to our community?
I do. I think it just goes back to oftentimes we've been told something so long, for so long, that you're right, we lose hope and we don't think we have options. And again, I feel like that's one of my purposes, is to let people know you have options. Yes, that may be the case right now. Yes, you may need that blood pressure medication. You may need that diabetes medication. But with lifestyle changes, with being consistent and adherent to the medication regimen, there are ways to come off of some of those medications. But you hit it on the head when you said you have to be involved in the process.
Right.
You cannot just be taking medication and continue, you know, your daily routine. What else has to be implemented? And a lot of times it's what we do and what we eat that will really change the whole trajectory of the diagnosis and the prognosis for us, our community, and anyone else who's on those medications. But specifically our community, we just have to be open to understanding that we play a part in our wellness. In our journey toward wellness, we play a part. We have to play an active role in that.
Right, because this is our temple, and we, you know, we're responsible for our bodies. So I'd like to ask you, when did you really start looking at how natural supplements can come into the picture and what those implications could be when people are, you know, are actually taking pharmaceuticals?
I would say it's probably been over the last five years or so, really paying attention. Of course, working in the community pharmacy setting, the store I work in, of course, we have an aisle with, you know, supplements that are easily purchased. A lot of times people may pick up something based on a referral. Their friend, their mother, their coworker says this works, and they just take it. But what tends to happen, especially for people who are on prescription medications, they never consider that when they are at their doctor's appointments or, again, at maybe wellness checks, and they ask those questions. And we've all been there where they say, are you taking any medications other than what we've prescribed? And they say, oh, no, not thinking, well, yes, I'm taking the over-the-counter supplement. I'm taking, you know, an herbal. You need to mention that because there are so many interactions, some more, say, more frequent than others, it still needs to be noted because a lot of times your prescription medication may not be able to give you the full benefit because you're taking something over the counter that's prohibiting it from your body from responding properly to it. And so as I kept seeing that, so I need to be a little bit more versed on what are the common interactions. Of course, there are so many, but what are some of the common ones? And, you know, people are consistently on blood pressure medications or blood thinners or maybe even antidepressants. So what are some of those common interactions? And just becoming very familiar with that. So when people say, hey, can I take this? I immediately say, what else do you take? What other medications are you taking? What other over-the-counter supplements are you taking? What over-the-counter gels and creams are you using? All those things have to be factored in to make sure you're not doing more harm than good. So
right.
I would say probably about 5 years ago was really when the light started going off, and I think that's when we got on this health and wellness kick as a country, as a world, you know, gluten-free, eating better, cooking fresh, and then what about your supplements? What about your supplements just became this, you know, ongoing message we were seeing through media and all different outlets. And so I had to myself, you know, become very more educated and informed on that area.
Well, I applaud you for taking that step because one of the concerns that I have in the healthcare industry is, and of course there are some wonderful doctors out there who really take what they do seriously and they continue to grow and learn. But as we know in medical school, as it has been for so many years, there's very few classes that are actually taken regarding nutrition or herbs. I mean, a doctor would really have to seek that information. It's not necessarily part of the program in many instances. Now, I know this is slowly changing, but many of the doctors that I have met, or I've heard other people go to their doctor and they say, well, you know, do you know about this herb or do you know about taking this vitamin? And many times they don't know, so they'll just say, well, I'm not certain about that, so just don't take it, which is really, to me, not the best answer.
Right.
So I really
right.
do applaud you for, you know, really seeking the information. So is the assessment that I see, is that some of what you see in your practice when it relates to physicians, whether they know about, you know, supplements or not?
Yes, and you hit it on the head, too. Even if you are in a situation where the doctor may not be familiar with it, this is a great opportunity to say this. That's what pharmacists are for. That's what pharmacists study. That's what pharmacists we are educated on. We have to stay educated and abreast on the different trends and changes as it relates to medication questions. And even if, and I will say this, even if they don't know at that moment, we know where to look. We know
right.
where to go and find that information and say, hey, you know what? If you're on a blood thinner, you probably don't want to take this over-the-counter supplement. Or if you do, make sure it's taken 2 hours later or mm-hmm. 12 hours later. There's special instructions you may have as a person, because we're individuals and we have to remember that. Just because it worked for, you know, your mom or another relative or a friend doesn't mean it will work for you. So you have to understand that you're an individual. You are your regimen may be totally different from the person next to you, and that's okay. But just so long you're informed and taking it properly, then you won't have to experience what I like to call those unnecessary side effects, because we know medications have side effects. But the unnecessary ones are oftentimes tied into taking the wrong medications together, meaning at mm-hmm. the same time or within the same time frame, or taking it with the wrong food. So you can have food and drug interactions too, and a lot of people don't think about that.
That's
you know?
A great point.
Those are just good questions and good things to know before, I like to say, grab and go. Just walking into the store and grabbing something because it says, you know, it's vitamin such and such, or use this for heart health, and going home and taking that. Ask
right.
those questions. Use that pharmacist. Ask them. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to know what you feel about this. I've been seeing some trends, and there's been some stories in the last year or so about pharmaceuticals really looking at ways of using more plant-based remedies and medications that will not cause some of the really harsh side effects that so many drugs have caused for so many years. Because as you know, sometimes people actually die or are sick because of the side effects as opposed to whatever the initial illness was. So I just
yes.
want to know, have you seen or heard about trends with major companies looking at, okay, what can we do? Because I know, you know, the public is tired of being sick. So
yeah.
we're looking at ways, what can we do so we're not so sick? At the same time, you know, the pharmaceutical business has to look at, okay, what can we do so that our products are beneficial and people won't stop using us?
Absolutely. What I see, and it's so funny you asked that, I actually have a customer who is has to have a gluten-free diet, okay? And
mm-hmm.
what she has found is certain medications would create this episode where she would, like, be down for a few days and just really not able to eat anything, function properly. And she was trying to figure out what was going on. She said, I'm taking my medicine. I'm staying away from, you know, foods that I know contain gluten. I don't understand what's going on. So she started doing a little bit of research on her own. So, you know, again, going back to, you can do some research on your own, too, if you know that things are not, if you're not feeling right and things are not adding up. We're intelligent to know something's not right. This
right.
abnormal that I'm experiencing is not normal. So what can I do? And what she found was when she would get her medications filled, certain manufacturers would actually create those those episodes in her, and certain ones did not. So she did a little bit more research. And I always commend her on that because when she did her research, she found that certain manufacturers that weren't causing those episodes were using some plant-based ingredients. And so it wasn't the medication in the sense of this medication isn't working for me. It just happened to be a particular brand. So for that manufacturer to be, I think, I rephrase it as forward thinking, we know people are sick. We know people have this condition. We don't want to exacerbate that condition. So we need to come up with a way to still provide medication for this population. And they were brilliant enough to use different ingredients and more friendly ingredients. And you hit it on the head when you said people are tired of being sick. It's one thing to be sick and you know, in a sense where, okay, I can't control that. But when you are trying to really control something and you're becoming more sick, that's when people are really fed up. And that's a good indication of her being so fed up. She said, I have to figure out what's going on because I'm doing everything right. And she was. It just turned out to be the actual some of the ingredients. And so, again, just to answer your question, they are moving to that because they know people are more sensitive now for whatever reason, the way foods are made. You know, we like to make this claim that it's expensive to eat healthy. Well, I will tell you, it's expensive
to be sick. When
you don't
exactly.
When you don't eat healthy, if you ever want to, as they say, count the cost, look at the health care costs. And a lot of time, when things could have been prevented, how much are you paying now? You know?
Exactly.
So would it have been really too, you know, that expensive to, you know, eat certain things for that period of time in your life compared to now where you're having to, you know, medications, blood work, hospital stays, all that adds up and all that contributes to cost. So we pay a cost one way or the other. It's just about the choices we make now or later. Yes.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit before we close, a little bit about your practice. Do you tend to have clients on a long-term basis? Is it where they might need one or two consultations? And I would imagine if someone is taking multiple types of drugs, that will tend to be a longer period of time that you consult with them because you have to walk them through the steps on whether they need to challenge the doctors about, you know, finding another drug or if they need to be on it. Because I know, especially for senior citizens, I know so many, they might be on 10 to 15 pills, and they have no idea what's going on.
Yes. So the clientele does range. You have some people who say, I just want to know that I'm not being a guinea pig, right, or used as a guinea pig. So can you review this? Can you make sure what I'm taking is not causing more harm than good? So that may be a one-time person. That may be a one-time interaction, but yet they still have access. So that's one thing that I am really big on. You have access to me. You have, you know, where my office is. You know where, you know, phone number, email. You have access. So that's one of the incentives of working with me. You can ask those questions. If you're on vacation and you get sick, Dr. Leslie, Dr. Hodge, what should I get over the counter? I'm having this cough and cold. I want to make sure I'm not causing, again, more harm than good. What can I get? Instead of calling each pharmacy where you get your prescriptions filled, and that's another thing, if you're going to more than one pharmacy, it's very hard to tell you what's not going to interact when we don't have a full picture. So I would have a full picture because you provided me that information, and if I have to gather it on my own, I can. But you're right, it can be also the opposite end, where you have someone who is continuously managing certain conditions and they are continuously having to add new healthcare providers in their routine. And so checking to make sure that, one, medications are appropriate, two, that they're safe, three, that they're cost-effective, because that's a big issue, too. Cost of medication, and a lot of times there are some alternatives there are some more cost-effective alternatives that are available. And so finding those options, working with you to find those options for you and with you, and then presenting that to your physician on your behalf if you would like, or I like to say armed you, the client, with that information. So when you go to your next visit to your doctor or your wellness check, you can say, I've been made aware that these are available. Am I a good candidate for them? Can I be switched to these medications? Because, again, going back to what I stated earlier, the goal is to come off of these medications, but you're not going to be able to do that if you aren't taking an active role and doing what you need to do, meaning take your medication as prescribed, incorporate lifestyle changes, again, that's physical activity, that's eating properly, all of those things, and even mental health. What are you feeding yourself as far as, you know, reading and music and activity, all of that plays a big role in your overall health. And that's the goal.
Right.
The goal is to have great overall health, not good enough, not okay, but great, because we want to live, not survive.
And live well.
And then there's a middle of the road, because you have a lot of what we like to call lifestyle roles are changing. So you have older children, adult children now becoming caregivers of parents, and they've been in the dark so long, you know, they call home, and, Mom, are you okay? Yes, I'm good, and not realizing Mom is on 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 different medications.
Right.
And so you as this child, this now you're in a caregiving role, want to know, what is going on? You know, what?
Right.
My mom, my loved one has not been, you know, forthcoming with information. Can you please, you know, review this for me? Tell me what's going on. Let me know what we need to do to ensure that, you know, she is well. And so that's why I said it's the middle of the road, because a lot of times it's someone coming into that role who just is so overwhelmed, and they need someone that they can turn to and communicate with and get that help and assistance that they need.
Well, I certainly appreciate this information you have shared, and I really hope our listeners are inspired to get in contact with you and then, you know, take a more active role in their own health and asking questions when they go to the doctor, because, you know, it's your body. You have the right to ask the question. If someone doesn't want to answer it, I always tell people, if your doctor is not helping you, if your doctor is not open, then maybe it's time to find another doctor. You don't have to stay with the same person if it's not working for you. And so I really appreciate the information you shared. And so please tell everyone how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. Feel free to call. The phone number is 888-415-0656. Again, that's 888-415-0656. Or you can always visit our website at scriptsandbeyond.com, or email. Email always works. Feel free to email at info@scriptsandbeyond.com.
Well,
and
thank you so much.
Get in contact with you. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Wonderful.
This has been a
pleasure. We'll have to have you to come back, and we'll have some other things we might want to touch on later. But thank you so much for sharing a wealth of knowledge, and I'm very pleased to not only have met you but develop a relationship so that I can receive information to give to our listeners that will help their life, because we are about wellness, and that's why I call, you know, Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Wherever I am, I want it to be a healing kitchen of information and knowledge that will help us be better, feel better, and live a higher quality of life. And so for me, you know, people can always go to my website, DeborahPKHaines.com. And my Facebook is Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you so much, Dr. Leslie Hodge. Wish you so much success, and as you go on to help so many people that need your services.
Thank you so much. The same to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. Join Deborah McCain's here each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, e4medicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com.
If you'd like to contact Miss Deborah, please send your emails to deborahpcaines@juis.education or follow us on Facebook at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you.